The country's most expensive cities basically remain the same despite the economic crisis. New York City is still the most expensive place to live. We're talking cost of living, and Manhattan's is twice the national average. And all the other cities in the top 10, including D.C., are also well above the national average. Joining us live to talk about it, Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report. Nice to talk to you, Danielle.
Yes, nice as always.
Now, where does the district rank among the 10 most expensive places to live?
As of the first quarter of 2012, Washington, D.C. is at number 9 with an index score of 144.6. What that means is that 100 being the national average for a baseline of 306 cities that participate in the survey, D.C. is over 40% more expensive than the rest of the nation.
What goes into ranking these cities? Is it just about what it costs to buy food, pay utilities?
You have those two. You have housing, you have transportation and healthcare, and then another category that's called miscellaneous goods and services, and that includes a wide range of things. Now, amongst these 10 cities that are in the top 10, housing is one of the biggest factors because housing can be so expensive in some of these places, including the district.
Is that what has really put D.C. on the map when it comes to being in this top 10?
Well, and that's what's interesting. I spoke to a man named Dean Frutiger, who works at the Council for Community and Economic Research, which puts together this list. And he said that D.C. has entered the top 10 in the last couple of years, not necessarily because Washington, D.C. housing here has gotten so expensive, but because housing markets tanked so badly in many cities that gave D.C. a bit of an opening to really, you know, even if housing prices increased moderately here, that helped bump D.C. up quite a bit. And so we've suddenly entered the top 10.
Now, round out the rest of the top 10 for us after New York, which comes in at number 1, and before and after D.C., which is at number 9.
Sure, yeah. So you have Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens, which are all listed separately. Manhattan and Brooklyn come in at 1 and 2, respectively. Queens is at 7. Then San Francisco, California is at 3. San Jose is at 5. And Orange County, California is at 8. So California comes in a few places. You also have Stamford, Connecticut on there as well. Interestingly, Honolulu, Hawaii, and Juneau, Alaska are at 4 and 10, respectively. I save those for last because those two are really fascinating as well. I mean, for those two, it's not necessarily housing. It's in part just because they're so far from the mainland, or from the continental 48 states, that to get goods out there means that those goods are that much more expensive. So groceries can be really expensive in Honolulu and Juneau.
That would explain it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report.